her up in my estimation. All I'd learned about her in the 6 months I'd lived in the village was that she was fond of wine and thought Tommy in his early teens too old for advent calendars. You were never too old for an advent calendar. Although it was now the 3rd of January and I'm 25, I still hadn't been able to bring myself to throw mine away. "What have you detected so far?" I asked with an encouraging smile. "It was Miss Scarlet in the library with the candlestick," he said. "And in the real world?" Standing behind the tea room counter, I was struggling to open a fresh jar of jam. "Ooh, loads of things." He turned his magnifying glass on the old man in wellies who was tucking into a large slice of buttered toast at one of the tea room tables. "Like Billy had eggs for breakfast this morning." You didn't need a magnifying glass to spot the yolk congealed on the lapel of the old man's sagging jacket. Billy looked down at his chest, peeled the bright yellow lump off the grey tweed, and popped it in his mouth. "Yuck," said Tommy, crossing over to turn his glass on a spider crawling up the window of the front door. He pulled an empty matchbox from his parka pocket and gently inserted the spider. I called across to the trade counter. "Hector, could you please open this jar of jam for me? The lid's stuck." I held it up to show him. Although my arm muscles had definitely got stronger since I'd started work at the shop, what with lifting so many boxes of books every day, they weren't a patch on Hector's. I had been sorry when the weather turned chilly back in November and he'd swapped his T-shirts for long-sleeved sweaters. Billy put out a hand to stop me as I went to take the jar to Hector, his grip surprisingly strong for a man of his age. I suppose that was down to his part-time job as village gravedigger. Oh, and jobbing gardener for the vicar. A village the size of Wendlebury Barrow doesn't need many graves.
"I'll take care of that for you, girlie," said Billy, popping the top off effortlessly.
Previously, I'd have thought I'd be favourite to win an arm wrestling match against him, but now I was not so sure. Tommy, pocketing his matchbox, returned to the tea room and jumped up to sit on the counter. So much for health and safety.
"I also deduce that you've just come back from Inverness."
Considering my travelling bags with airline labels attached were in full view behind the counter, Hector had collected me from the airport at 7 a.m. and brought me straight to the shop so we could open on time. Tommy's observation hardly rated as ace detective work.
"In a mess?" said Billy. "Who's in a mess?"
"Inverness, Billy," I said loudly, prompting him to adjust his hearing aids. Tommy jumped down from the counter and crossed over to the central display table and held the magnifying glass over a pile of books.
"I could tell you who has touched these books if you wanted me to. That is, once I fingerprinted the whole village."
He pulled a black ink pad and a small pocket diary out of his parka.
"I had these in my Christmas stocking."
He opened the diary to show me the first week of January displayed across two pages.
"I'm using it to collect fingerprints and to note down clues. See, the dates are on there already, so that'll save time whenever I find new evidence."
Already, the first few pages were covered in scribbled notes. Wanting to encourage Tommy in such a constructive new hobby, I turned to Billy, who was now licking his fingers to pick up the remaining toast crumbs from the table.
"Like to volunteer to be Tommy's first victim, Billy? I mean, suspect?"
Billy held up his sticky hands.
"You don't need to waste your ink on me, Tom. You can have my fingerprints in raspberry jam."
Before Tommy could reply, Hector coughed.
"I'd prefer not to have fingerprints of any kind taken in here, thank you very much. I don't want grubby marks on my stock."
Tommy's head jerked round in Hector's direction.
"Why? Have you got something to hide?"
He sounded hopeful. Picking up a Hermione Minty novel, he held it up to the light to examine its glossy paper cover for traces of previous browsers. Hector flashed me a cautious look. Only he and I knew that Hermione Minty was his pseudonym. For years, he'd been writing romantic novels under her name to subsidise his income as a bookseller. As I was his girlfriend, as well as his employee, he knew his secret was safe with me. Hector's answer was truthful while evading the facts.
"My conscience is clear, thank you very much. If it's local villains you're after, I suggest you look elsewhere."
"But not at me,"
I said quickly as Tommy turned his magnifying glass on me. I pointed to myself with both hands.